The ongoing Mueller investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election continues to rile those on both sides of the political divide. Let's get insight with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, there might be some divide as to how much longer the investigation should go, but do both sides agree that the investigation is worthwhile?
I think we can say that, taken as a whole, Americans say that the Mueller investigation is warranted and should continue, even though there is less support for the idea that there isn't some political motivation behind it.
Let's focus on the subset of Republicans, namely evangelicals, and where they might stand on the Mueller investigation.
Yeah, that's a fascinating group to look at. As a matter of fact, and I'm sure you've read this, Dave, I wrote a book called The Evangelical Voter many years ago, which tells us that this whole idea of the relationship between evangelicals and the political process is not new. We're seeing the same pattern that we have seen through the Obama administration, through the George W. Bush administration, and going all the way back to Ronald Reagan. A subset of Americans that we and others can define as evangelicals, and that's somewhat controversial about how you define them, but when you get these intensely religious, mostly white Protestants who are evangelical, we find significantly higher support for Donald Trump than among others and among the general population. And if anything, that support is slightly higher now among evangelicals for Trump than it was for our previous Republican president, George W. Bush, back when he was in office.
Frank, I understand Gallup has new data out on the acceptability of various moral practices.
Yes, this is one of our most fascinating surveys of the year, Dave, where we ask, 15 or 20 or so different practices or behaviors, ask Americans about them, and then say, are they morally acceptable or not? Let me give you an idea of the range. 91% of Americans say that birth control is morally acceptable. That's interesting, particularly when we look at Catholics and find that they are no different than anybody else in terms of finding birth control acceptable. And at the bottom of the list, and this is interesting as well, 10% of Americans say that married men and women having an affair is morally acceptable. And that's one of the few on this list that really hasn't changed over time. 90% of Americans still, despite what might really be happening out there in the real world, 90% of Americans say at least morally it is wrong for married people to have an affair.
The Supreme Court recently weighed in allowing for sports betting across the country. Is gambling also near the top in terms of acceptability?
Well, not near the top, but 69% of Americans say that gambling is morally acceptable. So you've got about a little less than a third who say it is not.
How volatile is this measure? We've spoken often about attitudes around same-sex marriage surging in a relatively brief period of time.
Well, it is not volatile, if you want to use that word, because I think that implies fluctuation. The attitudes towards legalized same-sex marriage have been very steadily going upward. In fact, it's one of the more remarkable attitudinal measures that we track here at Gallup, and other people find the same thing, because year after year it goes up, it goes up, it goes up. The first time we asked it, a couple of decades ago, of Americans, 27% said that they supported legalized same-sex marriage. That broke through the 50% barrier back in about 2012. And has been going up since, and we just updated it in our most recent survey, and now it is up to 67%. So that's a 40-point uptick in support for legalized same-sex marriage, and now two-thirds of Americans say yes, they support that idea.
What percent of respondents self-identify as LGBT?
We've been asking that question since 2012, and right now our most recent update is 4.5% of American adults, 18 years and over. It was 3.5% in 2012, so it's up a full percentage point. We've been talking to various experts who look at the demography of the LGBT population, and they say that's roughly where a lot of surveys find it. There is some variation depending on how you ask the question. We asked, do you consider yourself lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender? We put them all together, and then it's a yes-no question, and that's what comes to the 4.5%. What's interesting, Dave, is that most of the increase since 2012 that I talked about has been among young people. For whatever reason, and there are probably a couple of reasons. One is we're getting more younger people into the sample each year, 18 years and over, who may be more likely to consider themselves LGBT. And also, it's become, we think, more normatively okay or acceptable for young people to say yes to that question.
I imagine age is a driver for much of what we're discussing in terms of acceptability of moral issues.
Yes, on most of these attitudes, certainly young people are more liberal than old people. And that would be such things as sex between teenagers, sex between an unmarried man and a woman, having a baby outside of marriage. All of those, for all Americans, have gone up in terms of moral acceptability. In other words, we're becoming more accepting, more liberal, less normatively controlled for these sexual behaviors than we have been in the past. And that's a fascinating sociological phenomenon. But on all of those, young people are more likely to say, yes, these things are morally acceptable than older people, particularly those who are 65 and over.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.